I'm Roger Bingham. I'm director of the Science Network, which is facilitating this broadcast process, and we've been working with Connect for this on this meeting for some time now. This is technically the fourth annual stem cell meeting on the Mesa, and Dwayne and Larry have heard this story before, but many of you won't, so I will tell it anyway. The launch event of the Science Network was on October the 2nd in 2004. So we have a lot of anniversaries at this meeting. It's the fifth anniversary of CIRM, California Institute for Regenerative Medicine. We did the launch event of the Science Network just 1 month before Prop 71. And I was assisted in doing that by Rusty Gage. I'm not sure if he's here this morning, and Larry Goldstein. And Larry said, well, come up with a list of people you'd like to have at the meeting. So I typed up a memo, a description of what kind of meeting I'd like to have, a list of names of people that you dream of, bunch of Nobel laureates I put down in one column, bunch of other people in the other column, Jamie Thompson, John Gearhart, all these people. Sent the memo off to Larry and thought, well, I guess he'll just work on this now, see what happens. I was going to bed that evening and it looked as though I was being spammed. Because the computer started going with email after email after email after email. And there were emails to Paul Berg and Kathy Nusslein-Bolhard and Harold Varmus and Mike Bishop and everybody on the planet. And I looked at this. What Larry had done in typical let's get this done Goldstein fashion had taken my draft memo and forwarded it to everybody on the list. So all these people got this amazing invitation to the stem cell meeting. One of them wrote back and said, it's interesting to see that Nobel laureates are listed separately from other scientists. It's as if we don't do science anymore. This was actually Harold Varmus, and he said, well, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. So we ended up with a wonderful meeting here, which was called Stem Cell Science, Ethics, and Politics at the Crossroads. We worked with UCTV on this. We've shot it, broadcast it a number of times on UCTV in the month before Proposition 71, and I'm told it had a non-trivial effect. There are a number of people in the room were here, and I'd like to thank them for our fifth anniversary. Larry is here, of course. Dwayne Roth came to the meeting. And we had a wonderful collection of people, including Rusty, as I said, John Gearhart, Ian Wilmot flew in for this one. Alan Trounson was here, now president of CIRM. So this is a wonderful anniversary for us. It's, as I said, it's also CIRM's fifth anniversary. And I'm looking forward to a spectacular meeting. I just got back from a week at the Harvard Stem Cell Institute, which is also having its fifth anniversary. And I brought back a few little videos, and we'll show those during the course of the meeting. This has been an amazing year. Those of you who have seen Nature know that there was a piece by Monia Baker earlier in the year called Fast and Furious, which reflected the amazing pace of that has picked up after the iPS cells work of Yamanaka. And the Lasker Awards this year went to John Gurdon and to Shinya Yamanaka, which seems a very appropriate thing to have happened. So lots of very exciting things to do. We've got a great panels coming up ahead. But before I introduce Larry Goldstein, somebody else who was here on October the 2nd, 2004, I introduced to the meeting, the Chancellor of UCSD, Marianne Fox.
Well, thank you, Roger. I am the Chancellor of UC San Diego, but I'm also proud to be a board member of the Science Network. I'm honored to join you specifically for this stem cell meeting on the Mesa. As the nearest neighbor to Salk, we have many, many collaborations, and this is one which I hope will continue to be a very fruitful one. It's very impressive to see such a conglomeration of bright minds, innovators, pioneers, industry leaders, students, investors, researchers from all over the world. This is, of course, one of the most promising areas of science, and to provide an opportunity for you to interact and to collaborate is one of the things that is most important as we go forward in academic research. California and the Torrey Pines Mesa have become hotbeds for exploration of stem cells, and of course that's due in part to the passage of Proposition 71, which many of you in this auditorium have worked very hard to achieve. Passed by the voters in 2004, Proposition 71 was to establish the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine and to provide funding for research and facilities, and I'm very proud and pleased to see that that is going forward. You'll also see as you come in the building, the next block across, completely surrounded by green material, that is where we're going to look forward to break ground on the facility enabled by the Sanford the Sanford Consortium for Regenerative Medicine. It seems odd, doesn't it, that 4 years have had to pass before we're ready to break ground. But the collaborations have gone well, and the partnerships are extremely important. We're proud that UC San Diego has joined with the Salk Institute for Biological Studies, the Burnham Institute for Medical Research, and the Scripps Research Institute to together conquer some of the challenges that are inherent in stem cell research. So we value this collaboration. It's a collaboration of ideas and resources. It will allow us all to further our research in a way which would be impossible otherwise without the collaboration. I know it's important that we share our knowledge, and that's why a meeting like this one is so very, very helpful. It gives us an opportunity as scientists to convey the achievements we've had in our own laboratories, but also work together so that the progress is integrated in a way that we can plan future work and anticipate breakthroughs. So as we continue to work together, we inch closer and closer to the extraordinary potential inherent in stem cell research. We hope to be seeing, within the next 4 years, development of therapies and cures for debilitating, life-threatening diseases and injuries. And it's because of your contributions, your revolutionary research, that we can forever see changes in science and medicine, means uncovered in which we can improve and save lives, and can impact the entire world. So I'm pleased to see so many of you gathered here today. I'm proud that we're part of the Sanford Consortium, as I hope you all are, and I hope you'll continue, even if you're not formally a member, to collaborate and share the knowledge that you gain in your laboratories. So please enjoy the rest of the meeting. Thank you for your contributions, those that have been achieved now and those that are still to come. Thanks for being here.
So thank you to Chancellor Fox. Next up is Joydeep Goswami, who's Vice President and General Manager of Primary and Stem Cell Systems at Invitrogen. Invitrogen, one of the lead sponsors. They've been working with us for some years now, and we're immensely grateful. Joydeep has also sat on the executive committee of that puts all this together, so we're grateful for your contributions at that level as well. Come and say something.
Thank you, Roger, and welcome everybody. I think Roger and I had a discussion last night where he expressly told me, hey, you're supposed to speak briefly, don't go on yabbing for a long time, so I'll keep this short. But, I think, first of all, I'm really delighted to be here. I think having been part of this and having been part of Invitrogen, as this community and this meeting has grown over the years, has been really, really a very satisfying and gratifying opportunity for us. We have been a lead sponsor, and hopefully we will continue to get the opportunity to be a lead sponsor of the event as this event grows. And I think more importantly, the status of Southern California and the research that goes on here and its leadership in the state and, of course, in the world continues to grow. So, and this kind of a meeting and this event sort of kicked off the whole dynamic here. And I remember sitting in, as part of the CERB meetings with Dwayne and with Bob and others, kind of trying to plot this through as many of the lawsuits came through and kind of banding together the four key organizations here to put a concerted effort and move things forward. So yes, it's taken us 5 years to break ground on some things, but boy, it's been a great experience and a great ride. And I think that this sort of a meeting really stands at the heart of pulling things together. We attend several conferences in different areas, right? And I think this meeting, this kind of gathering stands out, for me at least, on one specific area. And it's the area of collaboration. It's the area of how different parts of the community in Southern California specifically have come together at this meeting, whether it doesn't matter whether it's research students, whether it's grad students or undergraduates, whether it's doctors, whether it's researchers who are PIs, Nobel laureates, etc. But it's all, and of course then, the last piece is the industry is very openly invited into this sort of consortium. I think this is about the only place where I see this happening. But you start seeing the results of this, right? Larry brought up yesterday in the discussion last night at dinner, is that industry now is a key part in collaborating on the disease teams. And I think if you look at where the goal of all of this research is, right, it's to cure diseases. It's to find cures that have eluded us for so long. And you don't do that just by doing basic research. You don't do that just by, you know, injecting patients with cells or drugs. You don't do that just by doing some experiments in industry. All of these things have to work together. And I think, again, I see wonderful examples of this happening here in California, but more specifically here in the labs and offices and facilities here in Southern California. So I hope that will continue. I think I'm very pleased with that the CIRM grants are finally here. Frankly, they couldn't have come at a better time given what else is going on in the economy right now, right? And I think all of us are thankful for that. But, you know, I think also the planning of those grants, again, has engendered this sort of a collaboration between different parts of society, and I think that will be very, very good for California. And I think, again, this is now being spread out, and the vision is being spread out to the rest of the world, so, you know, it engenders that collaboration beyond our borders as well here. You know, the other thing that often, you know, now that I've actually moved to the East Coast as of May of this year, but I obviously still have very strong roots in the community here. Well, one of the things that's, you have people on the East Coast often ask us is, they're laid back there, right? Do you miss the laid back attitude? And I look at them and I say, what planet are you from? You know, I come here and I look at the passion and the drive and the energy here, and I don't think it's any more laid back than any other part of the world. You know, so I think kudos to all of you here in doing this and keeping the energy up. And you can clearly see it. It's 8 o'clock in the morning and the room's full, right? It's what else can you say about energy and enthusiasm? I'll leave you with one quote, and it's one that's had a lot of impact on me, and I think you're embodying this quote, but I'll mention it anyways. It's an African proverb which says, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. And so let's come together here as a community, and let's keep this moving. Thanks, folks.